Paul from AMS with us on the Big FM 93.7.
We are having an inventory clearance sale. And we've had some people come in and take excellent advantage of that. And we've got lots and lots of really good equipment left, too.
So your location?
Right near the corner of PD and Verona Road on the southwest side of Madison. You can call us at 608-274-7400, amsmadison.com, or you can even like us on Facebook.
Sounds great. Paul from AMS.
The national media is trying to finish off Bernie Sanders. Okay? Here is Chuck Todd.
So 17 of the 25 states with the highest levels of income inequality have held primaries. 16 of those 17 states have been won by Hillary Clinton, not by you. Why?
Well, because poor people don't vote. I mean, that's just a fact. That's a sad reality of American society, and that's what we have to transform. We have, as you know, one of the lowest voter turnouts of any major country on earth. We have done a good job bringing young people in. I think we have had some success with lower income people. But in America today, in the last election in 2014, 80% of poor people did not vote.
So they're trying to undercut his whole message. Hey, what are you staying in this race for? You brought up income inequality, but the poorest of the poor are voting for your opponent. So what credibility do you have on that issue? Well, it's interesting because before he got in this race, his opponent wasn't talking about income inequality. So corporate whore Harold Ford, who is an African-American former congressman from Memphis who never saw a free trade deal he didn't like. And, well, he's just a repugnant fool who's now on Morning Joe, but he works on Wall Street. Listen to what this bastard says.
Clinton left office, and he said their big government is over when he started his term, to everybody's point. And it hadn't just been Democrats that grew government. It was George W. Bush who grew it, too, with education, with health care, and other matters, and it created tension and fissures within the Republican Party. Obama's come along and grown it. I think, to your point, it's a reaction to the moment we find ourselves in.
Exactly.
Rewind for one moment to Bernie Sanders' point. I just think it's sufficiently arrogant to say that the reason I'm not winning is because poor people are not voting for me. We can unpack that and maybe find some other things he might be trying to say there. But the reality is, he's not winning enough votes, period, to be.
Oh, Bernie was insinuating something else. Ooh.
The nominee. That doesn't mean that his message is not an important one. It does not mean the positions that he's taken are not ones that should not be taken seriously and be factored into a platform. But to make that comment is insulting in many ways to the Democratic Party. And insulting because it suggests that either poor people aren't listening and don't understand things, or what I think it also could suggest is that maybe his message is not sufficiently motivational to people across the Democratic Party. So he should be careful in saying those kind of things. All candidates should be careful in saying those kinds of things.
Oh, be careful in what you say, Bernie. Poor people don't vote in very large numbers. And maybe Bernie hasn't found a way to motivate more people to vote. But I will tell you, here's what Harold Ford is missing. There are a lot of poor people that would love to have voted for Bernie in New York, but couldn't. Because they're not registered because they're registered independents. Most of the states where Hillary has run, they've been closed primaries. They literally have shut people out of the process. You know, I'm sorry. But there are still a lot of people that can't conceive that the Clintons could possibly sell them out. They have euphoric recall about what happened in the 1990s. And the truth is, for a little while, the standard of living for African Americans did go up. So they remember that. I don't blame anybody. They remember that moment. That's logical. And the former senator from Michigan, Don Riegel, pointed out that the Clintons can arguably claim that the economy was in pretty good shape when they left, although there was a kind of a minor recession about 2000. But the truth is, they left bombs that went off for the economy after they were gone. And the national media never talked about it. So I don't blame African Americans. And the truth is, a lot of poor people, they don't have time to read Mother Jones. And they don't have time to read The Nation. They're just getting by. And they're not ignorant, and they're not stupid, and they're not shallow. But they're just getting by. But to project that on Bernie, well, Bernie, you should get out. You should get out because, hey, Hillary, your main message of income inequality, hey, Hillary's gotten more poor voters than you have. Therefore, you shouldn't bring up the topic. You notice they're not dispelling the notion that he's correct. And they're not dispelling the notion that he's not only correct, but he's correct for the right reasons and how the income disparity has been exacerbated. That's something she won't talk about. They're just bound and determined to try to drive him out of this race. So everybody's saying, well, Hillary was gracious and stepped aside for Barack Obama. Well, you know, as it turns out, they were two peas in the same pod. They are. There is a much bigger difference between Bernie and Hillary than there was between Barack Obama and Hillary. But you tell me, should this guy throw in the towel? Should Bernie Sanders throw in the towel? Or would you like to see him fight all the way to the convention? And I really do want your phone call on this. 888-325-0937. And I will reiterate, we have severe thunderstorms in northern Illinois in the state line area and our listening area and southern Wisconsin. The possibility for severe thunderstorms, especially for Rockford, between now and 7 o'clock. And then for Madison and points east over into Jefferson and Walworth County. I'll keep you up to date on the rest. 888-325-0937. All right, is that it? Poor people have spoken. Is it time for Bernie?
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
17 of the 25 states with the highest levels of income inequality have held primaries. 16 of those 17 states have been won by Hillary Clinton, not by you. Why?
Well, because poor people don't vote. I mean, that's just a fact. That's the sad reality of American society, and that's what we have to transform. We have, as you know, one of the lowest voter turnouts of any major country on earth. We have done a good job bringing young people in. I think we have had some success with lower-income people. But in America today, in the last election in 2014, 80% of poor people did not vote.
And it's very true. That's all true. And now people are acting all like he was insulting black people. By the way, that question that Chuck Todd asked, it is the strangest coincidence that that's a narrative that the Clinton campaign started putting out last week. Isn't it funny how that loser from Florida with the stupid goatee and the thinning hair would do the dirty work of the Clintons? You know, it's almost like he's on their side. By the way, you know that idiot Joy Reid that they bring on TV with the bad haircut? She's an Obama bot, but I will tell you, she's also another mouthpiece for Clinton. I went to her, I troll her Facebook site and send her nasty messages. She's got a big Hillary thing up there, and yet they don't tell people that she's endorsed Hillary when they bring her on. Anyway, to the crux of the question, should Bernie stay in and fight all the way to the convention? 888-325-0937. Dick in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
Yeah, the shadow of doubt. I think he's going to do real well in California, and I can't imagine Jerry Brown endorsing Hillary Clinton. And he's a very popular governor right now. He's dead. He isn't perfect, but he drug that state out of the ditch that Schwarzenegger left it in.
Well, if you remember, it's Jerry Brown, who I should have voted for in 1992, who went after Bill Clinton and went after Hillary Clinton in that debate. And then Clinton's like, how dare you talk about my wife that way? She's a woman of my life. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I think he's going to do real well out there. And here's the thing. He wins or does well in California, and he stays in the fight until June. He's going to push the agenda at the convention, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. You know, a couple states have gone the other way. Nevada, maybe Iowa. And I think he could have won this thing, but boy, it's sure stacked against him. But, you know. But Hillary won the states where the majority of the population is poor. Therefore, Bernie's message on income inequality is invalidated, according to the mainstream press and the Clinton campaign. But I'm redundant there. Greg and Monroe, you're in the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380. Are you there, Greg?
Gary,
okay, go ahead, Gary.
I want him to go all the way, and I think I don't even know if I'm going to vote this time.
Oh, you should always vote. You should always vote and register something. Never ski. You do not want to. First of all, we have a very important U.S. Senate race. You never want to skip voting. No. You're gonna vote. It doesn't mean you have to vote for her, but there's other very important races that that you're gonna need to vote on. Craig, John, and Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Yeah, he's got to take this all the way through. Hillary won a whole bunch of states that she's not going to win anyway in the general if she gets the nom.
Well, some of them might come into play because of the fact that Trump's going to be the Republican nominee. So, but
yeah, they could, but by a slim margin.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not saying
still
that...
You've got enough people down there, but...
I'm not saying that, and I'm not negating that she's won more votes and more delegates. It is a crooked process, but I don't see what the big deal is. Why we have to stop democracy in its tracks because somebody's a presumptive nominee?
Yeah, well, when the message gets out more and more about Bernie, non-core conviction, which is, you know, what was she going to run if Bernie would have never got in? She just would have run.
Bland mush.
Moderate.
Bland. Yeah, nothing. You know what she would have run on?
No.
Yeah, abortion and all that vagina stuff. But she would have, I don't believe I just said that. You know, no, what she would have run on? Benign platitudes. Matt and McFarland, you're in the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
Hi, Sly.
Hi, Matt.
I think Bernie might as well stay in at this point, but I would caution that it will have very little impact on either the platform or Hillary's adherence to that platform once she's the nominee. Since he said, the world is sick of hearing about your emails, because the world was not sick about her email. They wanted to hear about it, and that was his only chance, was to reiterate every other sentence that you are a terrible person, Hillary Clinton, and that's how he could have beaten her. Once he gave that away, the race was over.
Regardless of what he can push for the platform. That's obviously conjecture on your part, but yeah, that's a possibility. I'm just saying.
He gave away the main attack line that you use on a Clinton, which is you are a terrible person and you stand for nothing. And he gave that away in October or whichever date that debate was. He can push and he can get whatever he wants into the platform. She will not adhere to it because, frankly, party platform set at conventions mean very little to the presidential candidate or nominee once they're passed.
I think where
she will set the platform.
No. Here's where I think he could have an impact, and that will be who she picks as a running mate. She's going to pick her. But I do think that in fact she will have an impact. He will have an impact on who she picks.
I think she's going to pick a young Hispanic secretary of cabinet secretary. I think that's been set in stone for months.
We'll see. Thank you for calling. I think she needs to pick Sherrod Brown of Ohio, although I'd hate to see lose him in the Senate. Although the Machiavellian part of me thinks that she would yank him out of the Senate so she could get a pro-traitor in there, and he would be relegated to, you know, going to funerals. Terry in Lake Geneva, you're in the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
In my opinion, he's a fighter and someone that would, you know, go down swinging. So if he did quit, that would shatter my image of him. You know, I think he needs to go fight to the bitter end. Maybe some of his things that he says will resonate with Clinton in order to, if she does win the nomination, to carry that over into the election and use that as platforms to help boost her campaign.
That's true. Thank you for calling. And I'll make another distinction. You know, they use the example of Hillary stepping aside for Obama, and they use the example of Ted Kennedy not stepping aside for Jimmy Carter. Well, Bernie's a different animal than either of those two people. Bernie Sanders certainly is not Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders is not Ted Kennedy. And Bernie has a legitimate argument to make that right now, he is dead even in the polls nationwide, and he's bringing in millions of dollars. He's out raising her, but he's doing it by the right way. Why would he give up? Terry in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380. How are you, brother?
Hey, fabulous. There's no reason to drop out. You know, I keep hearing all of this. You know, Bernie's proven to everybody in this country that the Democratic Party isn't Democratic. He's taken a message that if we want to take this country back, we're going to have to fight tooth and nail for every one of these delegates. And then they come up with well, she's going to have to waste money on in all these places so she can beat Bernie. Of course, she didn't drop out 8 years ago either. She stayed all the way to the convention, but they're skipping over that. But she got to spend money to beat Bernie to save it for Trump. My butt. And that's no different than these people here in Dane County who are selling us out, selling out their constituents, endorsing Hillary Clinton against the wishes of their constituents.
Oh, I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there.
Against the wishes of their constituents. Same with Sammy Baldwin. And I don't feel sorry for any of these people who don't care enough for the people who elected them that they have to decide, well, their party is more important than their constituents. This fake loyalty, this all it is give me money. It's in safe districts. If they're doing their job, they won't get beat. Well, it won't take them any more money to win. But if they're going to turn their back on the people who elected them, and Dane County is who elected all these people, and the state of Wisconsin,
all right, Terry, we will have that. As a separate discussion. All I wanted to focus on was Bernie right now. But we will have that discussion. Promise. This is the Bernie portion. And look, I'm inclined, if Bernie is not the nominee, to vote for Jill Stein this fall. Thank you.
I'm not inclined. I will.
Thank you.
I voted for her 4 years ago.
Thank you for calling, Terry.
I like voting for women for president if it's a woman who is worth their salt, but not this one.
Thank you for calling.